1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
I fell in love over the weekend.
What?
Caca.
Oh, that guy.
My heart still aches.
As if your studio...
Who does he play for?
Brasil.
Yeah, she loves the Brazilians.
Only thing hotter than a Brazilian is an Argentine polo player.
Just only hotter than a Brazilian is a quadrillion.
Right.
Works every time.
It's funny. That's a good line. I like that. I'm going to use it forever.
I hear you've had two Brazilian lovers.
What, are you calling me a whore? No one could take on that many lovers.
Yeah.
And when there's that many, it's not love either.
I wanted something that would warm my heart instead of complaining. You're about to let me complain. I don't, you know.
That's just a nickname for him, Kaká.
Oh, yeah, it's not his real last name? Oh,
he's got seven beautiful names.
Ricardo Alonso,
Huepa de la
something or other. Yes.
Alejandro.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Priscilio.
Angel of mine.
Obviously, Kaká means something different there than
Totoro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poindexter.
Just call him Kaká.
They do, and so would I. I'd scream it from the rooftops.
Otherwise known to you as...
Kaká!
Yeah. They scream it from the mountaintops of Brazil. His name echoes through the valleys.
I thought a lot about Kaká yesterday when I was poolside. And I'd have to pay him. It's pretty much I'd have to pay him right now to... around me.
Don't insult.
He's 28.
Don't insult.
And he's like one of the biggest soccer players in the world.
What would
yeah,
be?
Yeah, I'd need millions though. I'd have to be like some dowager that I'd had.
God does not want your filthy money.
I'd need an estate.
What if he had some filthy habit? What would be the thing that could turn you off a Kaká?
Just a, well, like maybe eating it.
Really bad farts or
bit his toenails.
You mean that could get his foot up to his face?
That's limber. That's like yoga.
I'm in.
I read a vacation horror story where a woman was horrified that a man sharing her room, I think her sister's husband was doing snot rockets in the shower.
What does this mean?
You hold one nostril
and
farmer
down
in the shower.
Farmer hanky, yeah.
Okay, that's better when you hear the people hork the snot up like little kids do this into their face. That. They sit and try to, and then you know it's draining down their throat, okay. And they try to swallow it.
People enjoying breakfast right now, Carrie.
You asked me. Yes. You mentioned farting.
All right.
Sorry.
If Kaká sucked his snot back down his throat,
what if Kaká's
would be bad?
Because then I want to make out with him. Yeah.
What if Kaká's a bad wiper?
Bad wiper.
Just, you know, doesn't really...
We can swim.
The
ocean.
Like, he wears a lot of meshy shorts, and, you know, he sits somewhere, and it's always a little
like
greasy
it's on the
when he gets up.
Yeah.
Greasy?
Wow, that's even worse. I just thought, well, he's just not a good wife.
Yeah, kernels versus slime.
Did you have an accident?
You're buying a lot of slip covers and so forth, a lot of Febreze.
Put a sheet on the couch. Kaká and Carrie are coming over tonight.
Kaká and Kakari are coming over. Yeah.
I am so, just, I'd give it a week.
Kaká and her boyfriend are coming over.
You mean I just, okay, how long do I have, how long am I into this before I know this? Or it's right away?
Yeah, like the second date,
like
you're going.
Like the second date, he's sliming up like my car seat?
You smell something, but you're not really, you're so in love, you're like.
You've gone out, you've driven wherever three times, and you notice every time after he's, like the next day, you go, wow, what the hell, and you like armor all the
Febreze,
seat.
Yeah.
You Febreze. The first date, you're going. Did he sit there last night?
Maybe it was the dog. I'd make any excuse. It was me.
Then the second date, you notice you get anything. And
same thing.
He sat there. And the third date, you're going, I'm going to check because I'm going to watch where he sits tonight. And
now when we embrace, do I get the big odor? I do.
I don't know. I'm just.
Somehow you check it out.
He walks in and catches you sniffing the seat.
your face goes
what
right
are you doing,
Kenny?
Waiting for you, Kaká.
Buy him some like wet ones or
I would go a long way.
Maybe you
toward...
sit him down and talk to you. You know, I think you might have a
mi
problem.
Mi amorcito, por favor. Tú,
Kaká.
El stinko.
Sabor.
Too much sabor in pants.
So you'd work. So you work on that.
Pantalones, sabor.
All right, so you work on that. All right, that's not...
Right, not a deal breaker then. Good for you. So you are tolerant.
I could get used to it.
What if he tells you...
If he doesn't...
What if he tells you, in my country...
That's fine.
Only a man uses toilet paper.
So my bed with my nice, like, white duvet.
Your Egyptian cotton sheets are taking a pound and
they're now striped. Yeah, I've had to go on out and buy navy.
Yeah. You ask him if you can just you lay on your side and sleep.
For his birthday, you're giving him wet wipes and stuff like that.
Yeah. You can work on it. You can work on it with him.
Maybe we find a new game.
All right, so that's not going to do it.
That's
what,
fine.
What else
that's,
is there?
That's the worst I could come up with.
Yeah. I hesitated, but I'm in love now.
I'm glad she really is in love. I can see it. Look how happy she is.